I think anything that affects hundreds of thousands of people and has knock-on effects to other financial institutions and has really kept the name of the bank in the bad books for, you know, 5 or 6 days, that's a pretty big deal. And actually to call it a glitch is the most massive understatement. I mean, it's really a massive mess up, which is going to cost them very dearly.
Now, with so much of our banking online these days, is there any way that customers can really protect themselves from something like this?
Well, it's ironically, the best advice we could come up with is to keep $100 or $150 under the mattress or rolled up somewhere secure for when the lights do go out. I mean, really, that's the only thing that you can do. Now, of course, these are very rare occurrences, and I suppose you could say you could have accounts at different financial institutions, but there's no doubt that because of the everyday nature of ATMs and electronic banking, people seemingly don't carry much cash in reserve because, of course, they trust the instant delivery systems. And when the wheels fall off that, it creates real problems. So, yeah, perhaps having a few bob stashed away for a rainy day is not such a bad idea anymore.
Just how much responsibility do banks need to take in a situation like this? I mean, NAB is hidden under the technical glitch banner, but it's been almost a week now since the problem occurred and there are still customers' bank accounts out of whack. Is that good enough?
Well, the NAB is now saying that everything is up to date, but some of the histories are still being updated. I mean, we really think that no customer should suffer loss, certainly in terms of added fees or late charges or interest rates or whatever. So, you know, that's the basic situation. Now, it is complicated because you can actually not be a NAB customer, but because, say, your wages are paid via the NAB and they didn't arrive, then you might have defaulted on all sorts of payments, which could leave you open to late fees. Perhaps you even got cut off. I mean, we heard of someone who was cut off their internet service. And, you know, if that was a business, that could lead you open to all sorts of losses and or costs. So it's actually going to be a very tricky one to unpick this in terms of where the liability lies, what the NAB should actually pay for, what's the burden of proof. I mean, it could go on and on and on. And while, you know, we accept that the NAB is entering this with good grace, it's going to be a very tricky area to negotiate and make sure that things happen sooner rather than later.
So is there any potential for customers to take some sort of legal action against the NAB?
Presumably. Although, you know, legal action can be costly, risky and protracted, but it may well be that some sort of class action is considered. It really does depend on the legality of all of that, and that's probably more the litigator's call. But, you know, they've taken action for seemingly lesser cases, and of course the threat of that sometimes can get results on its own.
How do you think this incident will ultimately impact on the bank?
You know, it can't be good for the bank. I mean, banks spend many millions of dollars putting up ads of schoolgirls eating ice cream to make us feel more comfortable and like them more. Something like this happens, and it certainly doesn't do the NAB any good, which is a pity because, as I say, they're the most consumer-friendly of the banks, and they've actually reduced their fees and charges more than the others. So it'd be unfortunate if this has a bad effect on them. But look, you know, people will be inconvenienced. I mean, there's been a lot of distress and confusion. You know, they may well choose to punish the bank. They may well not. You know, it's very hard to call, but certainly would not have been a nice experience for the NAB.
Do you think customers will become warier of banking online as a result?
Not necessarily. I mean, the convenience of banking online is really so considerable. And look, I mean, while some people went online and found they were sort of $16,000 in debt when before they had a positive balance, that was probably not a very nice experience. You know, at least nobody has made lasting losses, if you like. But yeah, certainly, you know, those who have been wary of internet banking, it probably won't encourage them to take it up. But of course, the people who were affected were also those with cards, ATMs, credit cards, FPOST, etc. It wasn't just those who use internet banking.